particularly like to look into the study on Capuchin monkeys. They sound like real characters.
I know, but I'm not sure I'd like to have them on campus. Did you see they even managed to escape from their cage?
Yes, wasn't it great? And to think a lot of people are still sceptical about animal intelligence. The standard criticism is that animals only really perform tricks because they've been taught to receive food rewards.
Well, the monkey case study certainly disproves that theory. Anyway, these are far more than tricks. In some cases, it's about natural instincts and survival for these animals.
Yes, they said that in the bit about the scrub jay in North America. They prey on small animals and store them away. And they can also gauge how long they can keep the food until it's not safe to eat anymore.
So it basically has a planning capability. It's amazing to think an animal can determine its potential food supply like that, isn't it? Hey, your dissertation topic sounds more interesting than mine.
Track 43.
Hi, Anne. Have you found a topic for your dissertation yet?
Oh, hi, John. Not really, but I just saw this amazing article about animal intelligence.
Oh, is it the one in the Animal Psychology Journal with the monkeys? I read it too. It's a fascinating area.
Isn't it? It looks like there's a lot of new research coming out. I mean, we're always told it's commonly known that animals show intelligence when they use tools. But did you see the findings on the elephants at the Bronx Zoo?
Yes, I did. They put a mirror in their enclosure, and the elephants not only looked at themselves, but the research team were able to establish that the animals knew they were looking at their own image and clearly showed recognition.
I know. It says here that no other animal apart from humans has demonstrated that kind of consciousness, not even monkeys.
Well, it sounds to me like this could be just the dissertation topic you wanted.
It does sound good, doesn't it? Mm. I'd